Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. I'm your host and superfan, Andrea Ritter, and this season is our global family reunion where we will explore transformation, health and wellness, and how we can unite to save our planet. We hope you are inspired. Thank you for joining. This week, we are launching a very special series from our Wonder Health 2020 Age and Vitality Summit. We've pulled our favorite talks to share with you. Today's spotlight is on Dr. Nicole Krikora, a women's health expert and a naturopath. She shares that our cycle is our superpower. Stay tuned for more amazing information coming from Dr. Nicole as she launches her hormone class in the Wonder Wellness Academy. We hope you enjoy the show.
So I wanted to talk about our cycle as our superpower, because who knew that we could actually maximize and even cycle our daily agenda with our own menstrual cycle? I'm pretty sure that most of us women, when we started menstruating, nobody was like, you're stepping into this super powerful time. Like, for a lot of us, it didn't feel like that. But we actually can use each phase of our cycle to our benefit. There's actually times when we're supposed to give talks, when we're supposed to be selling, connecting, planning, brainstorming. There are times where our creativity is at its highest. And there are times where we should really be taking time out for ourselves. And so I kind of want to go through all of that today. We are actually built to operate in a 28-day infradian cycle, according to Alyssa Vitti of Flow Living. Not just a 24-hour day like men. But if you look at your day, everything is based on a 24-hour clock. In the morning, think about a male. In the morning, his testosterone is high, his cortisol are high. This leads to productivity and a high drive with work. In the afternoon, he has declining testosterone, which puts him in a mood to socialize, connect with people, maybe do happy hour. And in the evening, his testosterone is lower and he's more sensitive to estrogen, which makes him maybe want to chill on the couch and quiet his mind. But isn't this how you live your life? Our 28-day cycle, or 30-day or 26-day, wherever your cycle falls, it doesn't bear any resemblance to this male clock. Our clock is actually more like a wheel. It's powerful and efficient, as long as we're not trying to squeeze it into a male world. So this means a couple things. It means that you're not going to feel the same way every day. And I think a lot of us feel like we're supposed to. And we have to treat different areas of the cycle that way too. So we've actually talked quite a bit about hormones today, which makes me so excited. But I'm going to go through a couple of them, the main superstars, and so we can kind of relate them a little bit more to our cycle. So progesterone is the first one. This hormone increases around ovulation, and its main job is to control and maintain the buildup of the lining of your uterus in anticipation of pregnancy. If an egg doesn't implant, then the progesterone levels fall and it signals menses. But this hormone is huge in promoting sleep, relaxation. It's an anti-aging hormone, and it enhances your mood. Estrogen, the next superstar, mostly produced by the ovaries, but some by the adrenal glands and actually quite a bit by your body fat. It's responsible for thickening the lining, and it's also a player in ovulation. And it's super protective. It protects us against dementia and heart disease and bone density loss. That brings us to testosterone, which we already kind of touched on. It's produced in the ovaries and adrenals, and it's in lower quantities in females and males. This hormone is associated with sex drive surges during and after ovulation, and this hormone makes us feel lean and energetic, motivated, and balanced. Cortisol is the final one I want to touch on, and this is the body's primary stress hormone. But this hormone gets a bad rap a lot of time, but we need this hormone. Small amounts of cortisol are actually so important for us to function, but too high of cortisol can lead to that stubborn body fat. It can disrupt ovulation, it can decrease progesterone, and it can lower sex drive. So this lecture is called Cycle, Your Cycle is Your Superpower, because if we can actually adjust our habits, our workouts, our agendas, and our food with our hormones, then magic happens. So the first phase of the cycle I'm going to talk about is the follicular phase. So this happens directly after menses until ovulation. This is when estrogen levels are rising. They're preparing that lining of the uterus that I spoke about, so it can be a host for an egg. This whole time is dominated by estrogen. So we look at this time as sort of like a fresh start, a beginning. It's a great time for new things. This is the best time to dream big, to initiate, to brainstorm, to prepare, to plan, to research, and to be curious. Your creativity is actually at its highest point here. This is where I tell my patients to be best friends with your planner. Try something new. It's a great time for more intense workouts, but we're going to save the high intensity for ovulation. But it's a good time to ramp up. It's also a time for lighter foods. We think salads, smoothies, greens, herbs. The next phase is ovulation. So this is around day 14 of your cycle. It lasts about 3 to 4 days. And this is when we get that dramatic rise in estrogen followed by a rise in luteinizing hormone, or LH. And this stimulates that one lucky follicle to mature fully and be released. This is when fertility is at its highest point. Your testosterone is higher, your progesterone is rising. This is a very productive time. We call this a time to open up. We feel more social, communicative. We feel like collaborating. This is a time to pitch those ideas that maybe you thought of in the follicular phase. It's a great time to have meetings. It's a really good time to have those important talks. It's a good time to go to friends, you know, have lunch with friends, host a party, maybe not right now, but in our near future, hopefully, because studies have actually shown that this is your most attractive time. This is the time when your face and your voice actually change during your cycle. It's been researched that this is the time when you have the most allure, that people are actually drawn to you. They're actually drawn to listening to you more too. Your metabolism is higher and you're more active. So this is the time for those higher intensity workouts like HIIT training or sprints or maybe some intense lifting. And you can actually handle more carbohydrates during this time because you're more insulin sensitive. So those times where you have more of those cravings, this is the time. Your luteal phase comes next. And this phase lasts anywhere from 10 to 14 days. It's post-ovulation before menses. Now, progesterone begins to rise, as does estrogen. If the egg doesn't get fertilized, then all three of your star hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, they start declining and they actually fall to their lowest level right before your period begins. And because your hormones were rising and then falling, you might feel more emotional. You might also notice that you just feel different during this time. The front half of your luteal phase might feel entirely different than the last half. Your workouts might be a little bit more chill, maybe doing some yoga, some resistance training, but again, really listening to your body. This is a time where we don't feel as social. We don't really feel like going out as much. And it's totally time to trust that. Our body actually also isn't as insulin sensitive, so we don't do quite as well with carbohydrates or alcohol. Our body and our liver are actually busy conjugating all those hormones. It's just a time of starting to go more inward, which leads perfectly to the menstruation phase. So this is the phase, none of us can miss it. This is our time when our uterus is shedding its lining. The consistency, color, and duration of your cycle, they all say super powerful things about your health. This is a question I ask my patients all the time, female, of course, because we look at the period as doctors as almost another vital sign. Was it heavy? Was it too light? Was it painful? Were there clots? Which leads us into this rest phase. This is a time of reflection, going inward, maybe reviewing the past month, but being kind in your evaluation of what you need to. It's also a time to trust our instincts. I think a lot of women are used to being told like, oh, she's just so crazy when she's so hormonal. And there can be imbalances, but also it's a time of great intuition for us. It's a time when we notice the things that aren't working for us and the times that we notice the things that are. This is a time for warm, nourishing food. It's actually a perfect time for even a slightly more keto way of eating, low to no sugar, healthy fats. Again, we don't do quite as well with carbohydrates. So this is a time, you know, where again, you're trusting your intuition and maybe your exercise is napping. I love that Alyssa Vitti of Flow Living says that. Maybe that's what you're doing, just chilling out. So when you're thinking about the different phases, before we go to this next piece, maybe keep in mind which phases are really working for you, the ones that you feel on fire, you feel balanced, and then maybe the phases that you're not feeling are so balanced. Because there are common imbalances that keep us from experiencing this as our superpower. A common misperception is that PMS is just part of the cycle, but it's not. It's usually an imbalance between estrogen and progesterone in the luteal phase, but PMS is just a symptom that something is out of balance. It can also be emotional. It could be from diet. It could be from schedule, and it can be from being disconnected from what you really need. My colleague, Dr. Anna Kabeka, says that if you hate your husband 2 weeks out of the month, that most of the time it's your hormones. Because especially those 2 weeks out of the month, most of the time we're referring to the latter half, this luteal phase. So we'll talk about a couple imbalances that I see kind of take women away from that, and then we'll end with a couple treatment options. So a common imbalance is the luteal phase dysfunction. So what you might notice and what you might see is maybe some brown spotting before the period, and you might also see it after. Generally, it's a sign of low progesterone. So remember I spoke before about progesterone actually has a huge impact on your mood and on your sleep. So if you're not feeling, you know, you're feeling a little crazy, it's probably because our progesterone is too low. And our progesterone can be too low because we're just too stressed. That cortisol hormone can actually steal the progesterone that we're trying to make. Adrenal imbalances. We're all a little bit familiar with adrenals at this point. There are these little glands that sit on our kidneys and our back, and they put out cortisol and adrenaline. So back in the day, if a bear was chasing us, our adrenals would do what they're supposed to do, pump out all that adrenaline and cortisol, and we would run away from the bear. And then as soon as that was relaxed, our adrenals would calm down and we would calm down and life would return to normal. But these days, it's like our adrenals don't stop. It's like we're still running from that bear. And maybe that bear for you is being quarantined at home, or maybe it's COVID, right? It doesn't always have to be this instantaneous thing. And our adrenals are in charge of making some of our hormones. And so they can affect a lot within our cycle. Same with the thyroid. Estrogen dominance is one I think we're starting to get a little bit more familiar with too. So when estrogen and progesterone, the ratio is too great, we start seeing imbalances. So guys, actually our body fat is this major protective thing. It takes excess hormone and it stores it for us. But so even though we're like, oh, we don't really love extra body fat, we have to remember that our body's doing us a favor. But unfortunately, estrogen dominance can lead to excess weight gain and things that we don't like. So these are just a couple imbalances that actually can create our hormones not feeling like our superpower. And I wanted to just briefly talk about the emotional implications of a painful cycle, because oftentimes it could be like, what are we resisting? What aren't we flowing with? Are we resisting pieces of womanhood, femininity? Has it been painful to be a woman? We do see this stuff show up in our cycle as well. So just a couple, and Andrea, you tell me, do I have like two more minutes or am I two? Perfect. So just a couple treatment things. So as a naturopathic doctor, I like to look at the triad of health. I like to treat things structurally, chemically, and emotionally. So emotionally, I love using neuroemotional technique and other things that kind of might touch on that emotional piece, like has it been tough being a woman? Chemically, we look at things that you're putting in your body that maybe aren't so helpful. Dairy is a huge one, unfortunately, and I love my cheese, but it can really mess up with your hormones, and so can gluten. And that's part of what we look at in chemical. Also, herbs or nutrients that can help balance our cycle. And then the structural piece could be if there's actually something that is inhibiting the body, or maybe you need to be adjusted or acupuncture, right? So everybody is different. But I think just being empowered and knowing that you can live your life in accordance with your cycle, and knowing that if your things are feeling off, that there's something you can do about it, that we don't have to have a painful or PMS just because it's kind of what we've always had, but there are definitely answers out there and solutions. So I hope that was helpful.
Give it up for Dr. Nicole. You are brilliant. Your approach is so amazing, and I am just thrilled to know you.
Oh,
thank you for being here. That
oh
was
my gosh. So
awesome. And it's not only awesome for all of us who are on here, but for us to impart to the young ladies in our lives and to the men and the brothers so that they know that we are not crazy and that they understand the cycle. And I really do believe that right now we're coming together, not only in cross-generational communion, but also with the family and with the opposite sex so that we can all live more harmoniously. So this is so powerful. Thank you so much, Dr. Nicole.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
This has been an episode of the Wonder Life Podcast, a Speak Studio original.